Brendan was there to start. And COVID struck when this team were going to win a final anyway, Brendan.
Yeah, well, it's 2 years ago, Liam, since COVID. The 12th of March, 2 years today. And we were preparing for a South Leicester final the very next day. Unfortunately, that didn't go ahead. It would have been a clear run at all trophies from first year up. I left the school at that time as well. And I remember getting a text from Jack Higgins saying, sorry, we couldn't win another Leicester title for you. But the reality is that they have done that, and they've done it in spades. They've won an All-Ireland now as well.
Obviously, they're a special group, and you get that sometimes in a school, but obviously this group are special. They're certainly talented.
Yeah, it's down to good coaching at the club level also, and then that the people who rode in behind them all the way along when Attenay came along made a big difference. The signs were there even a year earlier. We were beaten in the South Leinster final the previous year, very unlucky against Kieran's College. But we kind of got Attenay in, made a big difference, and we never looked back really. And they listened to everything he says. But, also they can work things out for themselves, Liam. At halftime here, there wasn't a word said. They knew what was going to happen. They knew what they had to do. And they went and did it on their own bat.
Yeah, and I suppose, John, there was a shaky period. Like, Monaghan were always going to come back. It was probably the first 10, 15 minutes of the second half and carrying the ball in and losing it, but recovered really well and finished strongly.
Oh, absolutely, but you just need cool heads in that situation. Okay, and as Brendan said, these lads are well able to look after themselves on the field. Okay, you've got every 15, every one of them is a leader. And they weathered the four-point spell there, possibly without a score. And look, they're a great bunch, okay? They work through it.
How difficult is it? It's phenomenal the size of the school, but there's only about 700 boys, having said that. It's the same as most of the secondary schools in Wexford. Does it help young lads' education, John, this kind of thing?
Oh, of course it has to, I suppose balance is a good thing. If they're in studying and doing their work in school, they need a break from that. And there's nothing better to be out in the fresh air. Okay, and look, striving and winning stuff like this has to be good for the head. Like,
you played with Gorey and you're in the school a while, three lads. It's some achievement for a school, isn't it?
Oh, it is, absolutely. And we've never had a team like this, okay? We've always been striving and striving to win, and South Leinster's would have been an achievement going back through the years. Looking back on South Leinster now, it's great to win it, but we wouldn't be happy with winning a South Leinster now, say, next year. We want to push on and compete at Leinster's and at this stage.
The breakthrough that the school needed, maybe.
You'd hope so. And, with Anthony's support there, coaching and training the lads get from first, second year up through the ages, okay, this is where it really shows and they can compete at this level.
You knew today, Anthony, that a Northern team, no matter what grade or level, you know what they play like. They're rough and robust. They'll try and squeeze space and they'll be in your face and they'll be slagging you and all that kind of stuff. And I suppose it was no different today from Carrickmacross.
No, and if a team goes man-to-man on you or they drop 15 behind the ball, the good thing about these boys is they're able to handle anything. And good players can adapt to whatever situation they face. And in fairness, that's what the lads did. Like, be straight up and honest, we didn't ask the boys to put 14 behind the ball. They worked that out in the field for themselves. They seen that was the most effective way to play in the first few minutes. We were turning them over. We're an exceptional running team. We've got unbelievable legs. The players worked it out for themselves. We wanted them to keep three or four up. They realised if we got bodies behind the ball, we're trying to get Keane Hughes higher up the field. Keane works. He probably works it out for himself. Like Brendan said, we came in at half time and Brendan said to me, the first thing he said to me is, these lads have all worked this out for themselves. They know what to do in the second half. We spoke about scenarios at half time. What might happen if Patrician get a goal? We're going to stay calm, we're going to work our scores, get our good players on the ball, try to get it free and get it over the bar and keep the scoreboard moving. We didn't need a goal in the second half to win the game. We got five points in the second half and it was enough to keep them at bay. And of course, with the wind and a little bit of downhill, they were going to throw everything at us in the second half. But I think we weathered the storm really, really well. But hand on heart, I'd say that's our best performance in the 5 or 6 years that we've been involved in this team. They really stood up, the first half especially. And I'm delighted that people got to see it. I'm delighted that there was such a big crowd there to see them, because we're trying to sell this point to the lads that you can be proud to be a Wexford footballer, you can be proud to play for Gorey for football, and you can be, as I said, you can just be proud about it for people to come and watch you. And since the night we played in Kyleneer, there was about 500 or 600 people there, and the people have been talking about this bunch. And what really stands out is they were under pressure because people expected them to perform, and they performed in spades.
And I know that the big names, Jack and Rean and JJ and Cahill and fellas like that will get mentioned, I suppose, but I thought Conor Kelly, Conor Jones and Rory Martin, the fullback line today, were Conor Kelly had some game. All of the six backs, and Luke Darley just loves getting up the field.
Yeah, we've got a nice
platform. I saw you telling him to go back. Thankfully, he didn't listen to you.
No, true. But it's a great platform to have. We've got the three boys. Dara Fitz has been there. Rory Martin came in for him. Like, Rory's only a minor this year. Dara Fitz has been there all year. He got a concussion a couple of weeks ago. But Owen and the three boys in the backs, just like, they love defending. And George and John were played in the defence. I didn't love defending too much, but the two boys will tell you, when you have a defender and a full back line...
Well, you wanted to be a defender playing in goal.
I probably want to be an attacker, but look, when you have got players that love defending, it's a huge help. They call Conor Kelly the Machine Gun Kelly because, in fairness to him, he lets no one around him, you know.
He's fantastic.
He's absolutely. He's been probably our player of the year nearly as regards defensive wise. He's been unbelievable. Goes about his business nice and quiet. Does his job and doesn't look for any limelight. You know, he's a great kid.
Just wonder, is George the baby of this operation?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's a babysitter, Dave.
You must be delighted, George. You have to look after these fellas and you have to look after the boys.
Oh yeah, I don't know, but they're a great bunch of chaps. They work hard. They've been working hard since probably the first week back in school that we were starting out training with our couple of practice matches against Peters and Good Counsel. But they show great commitment. They love training. They're listening to Anthony, John and Brendan and ourselves whenever we say anything. They're always open and want information on what they can improve and what they should be working on. We couldn't ask any more from the lads.
Isn't it a great breakthrough from COVID, isn't it? All the what we've gone through for these young lads and what everybody's gone through from COVID, you know, it's lovely to see these days back again, isn't it?
Yes, it's great for the town, because when we'd be going around the town, we'd be getting stopped every 5 minutes. Somebody be asking about the lads, when's the match going on, have the time when we were looking for the pitch, when we knew it wasn't going on. We must have been asked 200 or 300 times a week wondering when it was going to be on. It showed great interest. It gave everyone a bit of a lift, especially there when COVID, there was nothing really going on. Everyone was bored and a bit sick of what was going on with COVID and being with the lockdowns and everything. So it's a great, hopefully, an end of it. And we got something to look forward to now and build on again next year in the school.
I know you're still young, Brendan, but were you there on the school open in 1993?
I know, Liam. It was open a few years before I got there. It's always been a great school. And I said to Anthony earlier on, when you think of all the great players that have gone through Gorey Community School over
Absolutely.
The years, I got a text last night from Dara Breen, you know, Malachy Travers, all these people, Matty Ford, everybody's gone through, Anthony himself, George, John,
Connor, great,
you know, they would give anything to be in that dressing room today and achieve what these lads have achieved. It's been a long journey, and it's just been an exceptional privilege to be involved with them. And I hope it's only the first of many, Liam.
Yeah, well, what was really brilliant today, they represented themselves, their families, and above all the school with pride and with, I suppose, with the right temperament, and they didn't get dragged in at the end. They didn't get dragged in by intimidation, so they can stand proud today, can't they?
It could have gone that way, but again, it shows the maturity that's there and that willingness. I think they've learnt that over the years. There's nothing to be gained by getting involved in that kind of thing. And, you know, it's down to what the lads are saying to them all the time. They're talking to each other and they're solving the problems themselves a lot as well. And, you know, it augurs well for Wexford football that we've got footballers this calibre coming through, and I look forward to seeing them progress on in years to come.
Well, lads, I don't know if you'll be teaching on Monday, John. You might be in school or something. Andy won't be anywhere. George might. The boy said you don't teach much anyway, George.
But, I don't know about that.
But well done, lads. Whatever happens, I said at the end of our commentary today that there'll be a big photograph when you walk into Gorey Community School forevermore as history makers. And it wasn't just about that. It was just to win it with aplomb and style that the lads went about it. Credit with that is to you and to them themselves, so well done, lads.
And Liam, just we're here obviously doing an interview with the players, but someone highlighted earlier on, it has to be highlighted over and over again, this is about what the clubs have done. This is about the Gorey District clubs. We think of players, like we think of coaches through the years like Alan Cush, and we think of Seamus Hughes and Micheál McGonigal and Mick Cavanagh and Castell, for the name a few. They're really the people that brought all these players through. We're just lucky to have them when they're reaching. We have to say a big thanks to David and Keith with the under-20s. They've been brilliant to us over the last few weeks and months.
David Murphy, yeah.
Because we've took a lot of their players off, probably cut their preparations. But this is about the Gorey District clubs and what they've done over the last maybe 10 or 15 years. And we're just putting the cherry on top of the cake, really. You know, so it just has to be mentioned about them.
Well done, lads. A great historic day for everybody associated with the school. Congratulations. Yeah.